coming in here this morning. Of course, it is Thursday, and we always have this thing we called This is Tourism on Thursday. And today, a couple of special guests, Jackie Helvey and Valerie Swartz, are here. But let me tell you what this is all about. It's a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community, presented by the Chavalier Orange County Visitors Bureau. Are you okay? What are you doing over there?
I need a ladder to get on this chair.
Jackie Helvey is about to fall on the floor here.
Put a beer in front of her. She'll be able to get on it.
We'll lower the microphone if you just want to lie down and do this. That'd be fine. It's kind of a laid-back approach to an interview. Jackie Helvey is an entrepreneur, website developer, radio, TV show host, producer, and arts activist in Carrboro. You may know her by Carrboro.com or the Wacklin Stern Show on WCOM or Unique Orn Enterprises, where she designs websites for a lot of folks. Valerie Swartz is a local writer who is best known for about a dozen years of writing the stories of Chapel Hill. It was a column called Neighbors. And a compilation of her stories about local people was published by the History Press in 2009. It's called Remembering Chapel Hill, the 20th Century as We Lived It. Really interesting read. So, at any rate, thank you very much, both of you, for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. It was good seeing you yesterday at the 4th of July.
Yeah. Well, I had to come over to Carrboro because, you know, it's always a degree cooler
it
there.
It is, and it was a hot day.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Some hot music going on.
Oh, man, yes. I'm telling you. I loved especially mixtape and grab bag.
Yeah. Mixtape grab bag. And the dino.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Mm-hmm. That was the grand finale over there until about 4 yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time there in Carrboro and then in Chapel Hill last night. A lot of wonderful things happening in our community. And let's start with Jackie today. Now, Jackie, you host the show on WCOM where mm-hmm. you interview all kinds of artists in our surrounding
community.
Yeah, it's
not just me. Val and I do it together. Yeah. Val's my sound engineer.
I was getting to that. Yeah. Tell me about the show, and I know you've had a lot of memorable guests, so this might be really difficult, but I'm going to ask you the same question, but you have an opportunity, Valerie, to think about it for a minute. But Jackie, tell me about your most memorable guest, if you could narrow it down to one.
Well, you know, probably I'd say maybe one of the most memorable. I mean, they're all memorable, you know, but one of the interesting things that we did was when the UNC Botanical Garden hired Patrick Doherty to come and do a sculpture there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the stick work guy. He bends sticks and makes sculptures, and he does it all over the world. But they hired him to do one there, and Val and I both volunteered to help with that, and then they actually hired me to do the website and to document the whole project. So after we were all done, we had him on the radio show. Yeah. So we had like three different perspectives. Mm-hmm. You know, Val's perspective as a volunteer, mine as the documentarian, and his as the mastermind of the thing, you know. Yeah. So it was, I thought that was a lot of fun. And he was just so laid back. He was leaning back in his chair, looked so relaxed and everything. You know, it was just really a good show, I thought.
And the whole time we were working with him on the project, we were learning little bits and pieces about him. But when he sat down and had his 15 minutes with us, we really learned about him.
Learned a lot.
We had no idea.
Yeah. I was going to say, you provide that kind of laid-back, relaxed atmosphere.
Well, you know, a lot of the people who came, who would come on the show were friends of ours. I'd know them or Val'd know them, or we'd be at the bar and we'd meet these people. What do you do? Well, I'm in a band. Next thing you know, they're on the show, you know, so we had a lot of fun with that. And then another memorable guest is Jackie Shelton Green, who was named the, you know, state North Carolina Poet Laureate. She's been on the show many times, and her husband came on the show. Mm-hmm. He's Abdul. He makes birdhouses, you know, very natural looking material. Just absolutely beautiful.
I didn't know that about the birdhouses, but Jackie Shelton Green was our WCHL Hometown Hero last week.
Oh, was she? Oh, she's just just a doll. We love her.
Yeah.
And she is a hero.
Yeah, she is a hero. And she's always part of the poetry festival that happens, the West End Poetry Festival. This year it's going to be October 17th through 20th. And another great poet that we were just thrilled to have on was Jeffrey Beam. I don't know if you know him or not, but these are two poets that not only do they write great, they read great. You know, it just...
Dramatic, just,
Yeah, it's a performance every, you know, with every line.
Okay, Val, I'm going to ask you. Is there one guest that stands out for you other than what Jackie just said?
Well, the thing is that the whole show was just this, and I'm talking about it in past tense because we did our last show on Friday. Jackie started the show 11 years ago, and she had me on when my book came out, and that was the first time I had seen her or, you know, experienced her show at all. And I just remember sitting there listening to the 15 minutes of arts events that were happening in our community that she was reading from. And
every week
was just like, how is so much going on in this community? And even though I was so out there and involved at that time, I was still shocked at how much was going on. And then there's this 15 minutes of fame that the guest gets, and it's over with so fast, you know. I mean, for me, sitting there, it was like, is that it? And I can't tell you how many times a guest has come on our show, and at the end of it, they're like, that's it? It's over?
That was easy. You know, I don't know.
And they come in and they're really nervous. And they're like, do you have a list of questions you're going to ask me? And we're like, no, we're just going to talk to you.
And they'll send us press kits and stuff. And we're like, nah, just come on and we'll, you know, we're just friends. Yeah.
We'll get
talking.
To that. We'll have a conversation.
And Jackie would also, she would videotape them and then play the show, put together a 30-minute show of two different guests, and that would play on the People's Channel.
So that will continue to play through March.
So Jackie was giving artists an opportunity not only to come on and talk in a relaxed atmosphere about their art, but she gave them a piece that they could use to promote themselves when they're moving on. You know, here's a video of me doing an interview, or here, you know,
performing. Last Friday we had Megan Elise and Patrick Carney, they're local musicians, and Megan Elise is 18 years old. And her producer is John Custer, who I'm sure you know. She opened her mouth and started singing, and it was just unbelievable. You know, so many of these people have the potential to be huge, huge stars.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, so many of them choose to stay here, you know? That's a pretty cool thing. And speaking of musicians, the Carrboro Music Festival is coming up. All of our stuff's in the fall, it seems like. Saturday and Sunday, September 29th and 30th. And so that'll be another great weekend of free music all over Carrboro.
I know you're always promoting Carrboro in any way you can, including designing the town of Carrboro's website.
No, I didn't do the town of Carrboro.
You
that
didn't?
Is, what's Lane's?
Oh, Worcester?
Worcester. Splinter
Group.
Group does great work. No question about that.
They did for the town of Carrboro. Yeah. The town of Carrboro is the Splinter Group. Mine is Carrboro.com.
There you go.
Yeah, mine's privately owned.
Yeah, and also you've designed other websites like CommunityDinner.org, which is fantastic. It's got million photographs on there. And you take all those photos yourself. I'm amazed. But let me just ask both of you a question here. Because you're both so in tune with local artists, you must witness the impact of tourism on our community, and that's what this show is all about. Can you share your perspective on the local impact of all those tourism dollars?
Well, I think just, you know, like on a typical second Friday art walk, you can see how the arts has impacted our community because we've got all these galleries that are open, and a lot of them have some sort of performance going on. It, you know, it's like it makes the town alive, you know. It's And all those people come, and they don't just go to Cat's Cradle, which this Saturday at 9 p.m.
It's always on the tip of her tongue.
You can listen to Catherine Whalen, who was one of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Yeah. She's going to be there with Danny Gruen, the trombone.
And the dino horns.
Yeah. And Ellis Dyson, and he's from Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. That's at Cat's Cradle this Saturday. But that's just one. So the people come to see that show. They go out to dinner. They go out for drinks. I mean, it definitely makes a difference. Look at all the restaurants that have come to Carrboro in the last 20 years.
I know.
You know, really good restaurants, not just, you know.
If you want to find out anything that's going on in Carrboro, all you got to do is ask Jackie Elby.
That's true.
Just look her up. You can find her. And Valerie, let me ask you a final question here. If somebody wants to find out more about you, get in touch with you, or if maybe they want to buy your book, how do they go about doing that? Come to your house at 3 o'clock in the morning?
FaceTime. They can FaceTime.
They can ask Jackie. I FaceTime.
No. Yeah, is your book still available? Can people get that?
Well, sure, it's still available. I'm just not really... Amazon definitely would have it available. Contact Jackie and she'll let
I'm
you
easy
know.
To find.
She's putting everything off on you.
Carrboro.com.
I want to give Jackie a little plug here. Unique Orn
Enterprises.
Mm-hmm. Unique Orn Enterprises.
Unique Orn Enterprises. Yeah, that's okay. My web design company that I've had
like
since 1997.
Unicorn. And it's spell it if you would.
UNIQUEORN.
I know you're really into
unique.
Q's. You're really into Q's. How did that start? But thank you both for coming in this morning.
Aww. Well, thank you, Ron, and thank you for reminding people that Carrboro is always a degree cooler.
See, that little seven-minute segment or whatever we just did, just went right by it, didn't it?
Is that, did you come up with that?
What, about the degree cooler?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I did. I'm proud of that.
Yay, Ron. I thought you did, but I've seen it used by others.
Oh, yeah, so, I know. A lot of
stealing
people.
Stealing your material, man.
Some people say that to me when they see me, you know. But, I mean, I seriously came up with it back in the 80s.
Right.
And
you were right.
I have no idea.
It still holds true.
It's just one of those crazy things that happened in my head. But thank you for joining This Is Tourism.
Thank you, Ron.
My conversation today with Jackie Helvey and
Valerie
Swart.
We love you, man.
We love you, too.
You're great.
Listen to Jackie and Valerie's past interviews with artists of all kinds on the Wax Stern Show on waxstern.com. That is WACSTERN.com. Find all of my This Is Tourism guests and their stories on demand on chapelbro.com. That's our website. And listen next week at the same day and time for This Is Tourism, which is brought to you by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.
When the local tourism industry flourishes, we all win, and the benefits are immensely diverse. Hi, I'm Lori Policelli, Executive Director at the Orange County Visitor Bureau, and I invite you to listen on Thursday mornings, 8:40, during the Ron Stutz Show to experience the beautiful people and their stories of tourism that fuel our economy and create opportunity for all. This is why tourism matters.
This is Tourism, a weekly peek into the impact the tourism industry has in our community every day.